wigs on.
Yeah.
And they'd be on meth and PCP and heroin. Uh-huh. And one, I remember seeing one stop and just barf. And then the other slipped and fell in it. And then just, and they all just kept dancing. And they also were known for beating the living shit out of people. They would beat your ass if you fuck with them. Because they fought every day. Okay, this is it. A trans cruise. Or... this can't be exclusive, right? They just allow trans people on the boat? Yeah, I'm sure they do. They want their money.
No pictures of the guests.
Yeah. Members of the cross-dressing community. Non-trans partners, family, and friends. Oh my God, can you imagine the freaks on that boat? sunburnt dads in panties, hungover. With one high-heel shoe on, doing the walk of shame down the cabins. Okay, can we see pictures, please? I noticed they're avoiding... what the fuck is that? Kelly Malone will be there.
...on the first UK transgender cruise, which is not just open to the UK, it's open to the whole world and our community.
She's a ball of fun, isn't she?
To me, this will be a great holiday, a great opportunity for us all to get to mix together, to know each other... and to socialise,
slit,
chat, slit, discuss
lead.
Problems we've been through, our joys. Our
should have said problems we've been but through. Also, come on the cruise, we'll discuss the problems we've been through. no, thank you. I was raped by my dad.
There'll be makeup lessons arranged, there'll be fashion shows arranged, there'll be quiz nights, there'll be fun nights.
Oh, there's even going to be a fun night. It's a unique thing. Then on Thursday we try to have fun. You're going to be here for fun day? The only day we're not contemplating suicide.
Stay in touch with each other. I'm hoping that you'll join me on this cruise. You know, the cruise includes your breakfast, your lunch.
Oh, this is the worst commercial I've ever seen.
Great services from the cruise staff. And the organisers have gone to a lot of trouble to put this together. To make sure
yeah, trouble. This was really hard to put together. It was a lot of trouble. We want to come and talk about our problems. Will you join us? Nope. I would rather just buy a chastity belt and go on the gay cruise. Cement my asshole shut. Lock my penis up and just hang out with the fags. No, the lesbian one's a nightmare too.
Oh my God.
The drama.
Yeah. There was a weekend in Provincetown called Baby Dyke Weekend, which was my favorite weekend. I think it was like Memorial Day because all these it was basically like college basketball player lesbians
uh-huh.
like storm into town and get into fights. And all the fags would be like they'd lock the doors and like pull the shutters down like it's Baby Dyke Weekend. Like they were so scared of these like lesbians.
Really?
It was hilarious. They'd be like rolling kegs down the street.
And what percentage would they be black?
No, good number, yeah.
A high percentage.
Or like wigger white girls, you know, like fat girls with backwards baseball hats. And
David Cross's sister is a lesbian and she's married.
Uh-huh.
And we all got a cabin together. And I love them. They're great. But without fail, there's going to be drama within 48 hours.
Uh-huh.
And the way it's done is people are being dragged into a room.
Uh-huh.
So it's almost like a haunted house. My wife is walking down to the bathroom, and then one hand will come on. Can I talk to you? Look, I don't understand why Jennifer's mad, and she's the one who's screaming at me the whole. And then you're just sort of stuck there in this thing. And it happened so many times in so many different rooms that at one point I grabbed David and I pulled him into the bathroom, and I closed the door, and I go, "Look, I need to talk to you." And it happened so often that he was like, "Okay, here we go. Just kidding, dude. I don't have the drama. But a whole boat of that?